In May of 2019, Tanner Godfrey jumped his utility terrain vehicle over a 247-foot gap, breaking a world record. It was an epic daredevil stunt, made even more epic by the fact that a dozen years before, Tanner's entire lower body was paralyzed. Hello and welcome to Incredible Feats, a Spotify original from Parcast. I'm your host, Dan Cummins. You can find episodes of Incredible Feats and all other Parcast shows for free on Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Tanner Godfrey is born into a family of athletes and daredevils. His uncle Greg co-founded the daredevil stunt show Nitro Circus with Travis Pastrana, who you may recall from the Skydiving Without a Parachute episode of Incredible Feats. Tanner fits right in. On Thanksgiving 2007, Tanner rides his motocross bike 50 miles per hour when a series of potholes sends him flying. He crashes into the ground head first and is rushed to the ICU. Tanner shattered one vertebrae, dislocated another, and broke eight ribs. And doctors said he would never walk again, much less ride a motocross bike or do stunts with Nitro Circus. Tanner disagrees. He says, and I quote, "Me sitting here is boring, and I wasn't made for this, so I'm going to get out of this stupid thing." 6 months after the crash, while he still can't walk, he does start riding again, driving a UTV. Also known as a side-by-side, it's like an ATV that can hold two people. With some help from his grandpa, Tanner rigs together a modified metal cane with a handle covered in duct tape and a water bottle stuck on the bottom. Holding the pole in his right hand, Tanner can press the UTV's gas and brake pedals with that water bottle. He can drive. Of course, this means that Tanner has to steer one-handed. When you're off-roading, one-handed steering is far from ideal. But Tanner will not be stopped. With encouragement from his uncle and his driving pole in hand, Tanner starts chasing the UTV jumping distance world record. To break the record, he'll have to fly over 240 feet through the air before landing. What's the worst that can happen? He breaks his back again? Tanner isn't worried. This guy has no fear. Tanner gets a sponsorship from the UTV company Polaris, who hooks him up with a 168 horsepower RZR XP Turbo S UTV. Tanner and his family soup up that UTV further. They add in a special seat, an upgraded safety cage, and a GoPro. They ensure it can drive at least 75 miles per hour and fly hundreds of feet through the air. And instead of his duct tape pole, Tanner will drive with the custom aluminum driving stick that he's welded himself. As if the pressure of breaking a world record isn't enough, Tanner decides to do it on camera for the season finale of the Discovery Channel's Diesel Brothers. On May 27, 2019, Tanner arrives at Wendover Airfield outside Salt Lake City, Utah. There, two 20-foot-high ramps span a 240-foot gap. The ramps are angled just so. If they're too steep, he might flip or nosedive. Too flat, and he won't break the distance record. As Tanner puts his helmet on and warms up the UTV, winds are reaching 30 miles per hour, enough to blow the UTV off course in midair. He waits, hoping they'll calm down. And then, when there's a break in the wind, Uncle Greg gives him the okay and he hits the gas pedal. As Tanner speeds up the ramp off to the side, he sees a flag billowing. More wind. Should he call it off? Nope. Tanner slams the gas all the way to the floor, revving the UTV up past 75 to 84 miles per hour, and he flies off the ramp, 30 feet up into the air. He gets the torque he needs and then crosses the 240-foot line, safely landing on the ramp. Speeding forward, he manages to grab the driving stick and slow to a stop. Tanner's total distance jumped 247 feet, a new world record. Today, Tanner Godfrey keeps riding fast and chasing more air. And he maintains a good sense of humor about that tragic accident, saying, It's evident I can fly better than I can walk. Thanks for tuning in to Incredible Feats. For more episodes of Incredible Feats, follow us on Spotify. And for more shows like this, check out the other podcast shows, all available on Spotify or anywhere you listen to podcasts. For this episode, we found Tanner's interview with Laz Blaine of NewAtlas.com and the documentary Driven, the story of Tanner Godfrey, incredibly helpful. And you can find more of me, Dan Cummins, by listening to my numerous stand-up comedy albums on Spotify, or by checking out my true crime, history, and more podcast, Time Suck, and my true horror and campfire tale podcast, Scared to Death. Listen, be inspired, and go accomplish your own incredible feats. More incredibleness on Monday. Incredible Feats is a Spotify original from Parcast. It is executive produced by Max Cutler, sound design by Kristen Acevedo, with associate sound design by Anthony Valsic. Produced by John Cohen and associate produced by Jonathan Ratliff. Written by Maggie Admire. Fact-checking by Kara Mackerling. Research by Umbika Chotera, Jay Cahio, and Mickey Taylor. Incredible Feats stars Dan Cummins.